Welcome to the practice of metta meditation, also known as loving kindness or heartfulness meditation. This is an ancient meditation practice that traces back to the early teachings of Buddhism, although it does not require adopting Buddhist beliefs in order to practice it effectively. The intention of metta, spelled M-E-T-T-A, is to cultivate an attitude of loving kindness toward all beings, starting with oneself and gradually extending to others. In time, practitioners of metta ideally include all living beings, without exception, in their loving intentions. In this six-part course, we're going to especially focus on directing loving kindness to ourselves through meditating on our intentions to be compassionate, merciful, and forgiving to our own being and our life. The word metta simply comes from the Pali word for loving kindness or goodwill. By practicing this meditation, you may cultivate a sense of benevolence and unconditional love within yourself. Both the suttas and Buddhist tradition teach us that true happiness and peace come from understanding and loving kindness. When our hearts are filled with metta, we become more receptive to the experiences of others and are prepared to extend compassion and loving kindness without boundaries. In this session, I will briefly speak about the history and meaning of metta meditation so that you can have a basic understanding of its origins. After that, we will spend a few minutes practicing the meditation together. From the very beginning of Buddhism, followers have been encouraged to cultivate metta as a way to embody the Buddha's teachings on compassion and loving kindness. Metta meditation practices were inspired by the Buddha's teachings in the Metta Sutra, a book of Buddhist scripture. There, it is taught to cultivate loving kindness towards all beings as a mother protects her child with her life. Buddhists have dedicated themselves to developing a heart full of this type of compassion and goodwill. They commit themselves to a life focused not just on personal enlightenment, but on spreading peace, spreading happiness to all beings, reflecting deeply on the interconnectedness of all life. The practice of metta meditation often begins with the recitation of specific phrases, such as, may I be well, may I have peace, may I be free. These phrases are then gradually extended to include others, eventually embracing all beings. This method follows the Buddha's guidance to cultivate a boundless heart of loving kindness toward all forms of life. Over the next six practice sessions, you will begin to start experiencing a deepening of peace and loving kindness in your heart by mindfully practicing metta meditation. We will explore the importance of goodwill and how the cultivation of loving kindness can transform relationships and interactions. You will also learn to recognize and dissolve patterns of thought that hinder your capacity for loving kindness, and how to nurture a compassionate heart in meditation and in daily life. At the end of this first teaching session, we'll enter together into the practice of metta meditation. One of the first things we need to do before we practice metta meditation is to recognize that in Buddhism, the capacity for loving kindness is inherent in all beings. Buddhism teaches us that all human beings have the potential for enlightenment, and that the cultivation of metta is a path towards realizing this potential. In other words, when we repeat phrases of goodwill, we're not just wishing for happiness, we are actively cultivating a state of mind that embraces compassion and loving kindness toward ourselves and toward all beings. As I mentioned, this practice of metta meditation and the cultivation of loving kindness are rooted in the earliest teachings of the Buddha. The Buddha himself exemplified compassion and taught that the practice of metta is a fundamental aspect of the path to enlightenment. Let's reflect on this for a moment and appreciate how profound this practice is. Cultivating metta is both a means and an end in itself, as it leads to personal and collective peace and happiness. Over time, Buddhists who were committed to practicing metta meditation began to write about their experiences. They described their journeys towards a heart filled with compassion and compiled notes about the insights they gained. Eventually, these notes were gathered into collections of spiritual writings, a tradition that continues today. Among these, the Metta Sutra is one of the most revered texts, offering guidance on how to cultivate loving kindness toward all beings. These teachings have been preserved and passed down through generations, inspiring countless practitioners across the world. In metta meditation, the mind is infused with the heart, in the sense that our ordinarily fragmented and distracted minds are aligned by the heart's capacity for unconditional love. In this process, we no longer encounter life through mere concepts, but rather through a direct feeling of interconnectedness and goodwill that allows us to better live in harmony with all beings. How do you infuse the mind with the heart? Mindfulness of breathing has often been used as a foundation for developing concentration and for cultivating metta. For establishing mindfulness in front of you, the Buddha is claimed to have advised, breathe in and breathe out mindfully, cultivating loving kindness alongside the breath. This practice helps to stabilize the mind and provides a gentle focus for the cultivation of goodwill. In your own practice, feel free to integrate metta meditation with your breath if you feel that it aids your concentration. If this is new to you, don't worry. We'll explore this together more thoroughly as we learn these practices. As you cultivate the skills for loving kindness, be aware that you might encounter obstacles, both external and internal. If you're new to meditation, developing a deeper sense of loving kindness may actually feel challenging, and that's perfectly normal. If you find your mind wandering, or if difficult emotions arise, that's okay too. Just notice them and gently return your focus to the phrases of metta and to the intention of goodwill. Metta meditation is really about realizing the interconnectedness of all life and cultivating a heart that radiates loving kindness and compassion. A practitioner of metta seeks to embody loving kindness not just to alleviate personal suffering, because it reflects the profound truth that we are all connected and that our happiness is interdependent. Some practitioners from ancient times to the present have even reported that during their meditation, their hearts and minds were filled with a sense of universal love and peace that transcends words. Indeed, the goal of the practice isn't only to achieve personal well-being, but to become a source of peace and happiness for all beings, fulfilling the Buddha's teaching that with a boundless heart, one should cherish all living beings. Over the next 5 teaching sessions and 6 practice sessions, we will gradually explore different aspects of metta meditation. We'll spend more time understanding how to cultivate loving-kindness and the transformative power that it holds for our lives and the world.